Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
Hey guys, today we're going to talk about thinking outside the box. When I say thinking outside the box, getting outside of the box, more like it.
Box being our house.
The box being our house. It's get up off the couch and get outside. It's a great way to relieve stress. And in the time of COVID or flu or anything else, breathing fresh air is just in general good for you.
And at the time of this recording, it's fall finally.
Exactly. Getting out when the temperatures are right.
Time to put pumpkin on everything.
Exactly. Pumpkin in your coffee, pumpkin. You can rub it on your body. Everywhere you look, it's pumpkin flavored something.
Your pumpkins just fear fall.
I think they are scared for sure. Yeah, so getting outside in the fall, getting outside in the spring, just creating a space, an outdoor room, basically, I think is important. Some place where you can get out and you can really enjoy life and do, you know, light gardening sometimes. Being outside doesn't have to be yard work and hard work. Sitting in a chair, pulling a few weeds, having a cup of coffee, sitting out in the evening, having a cocktail.
You mentioned in an earlier podcast the Japanese saying of bathe yourself in green. And there's something too, like just a peaceful state of mind for when I go sit outside and I can see all the plants in the backyard and everything's green everywhere. It is just a lot more peaceful.
It is for sure. And it doesn't take a lot of time to get those rewards. A small stroll through the backyard or sit outside for a few minutes. This time of year, we'll get our fire pit going. And I'm burning pine and sometimes just twigs and sticks and pine cones that are out in the yard. So sometimes it's not an oak hardwood based fire. So sometimes it's a fire that burns for 15 minutes. You sit there and have a cocktail or have a cup of coffee or something. And it's really relaxing.
Yeah, I like to have a couple of guys over and I like to call it offer up burnt offerings, as a friend of mine used to say. Have a little bonfire in front of your mouth.
Exactly.
It's easier to put out than a campfire.
You know? And if you're going to be smoky, you might as well have a cigar.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sometimes creating that space, and when you think about it from a room perspective, it doesn't have to be, it could be you're straight up the full backyard, a couple chairs in front of a fire pit's all you need. But sometimes creating a room-based feeling, you've got this space, it's totally private. Screen plantings on one side so that you're not seeing that neighbor. Adding a fence or a trellis and some vines so that you actually create a small, intimate space that you can invite people into, or you can go out and have a little sanity from your wife, from your kids, or from your neighbors and from your job.
What are some good growing vines that make sense that won't take over your entire yard?
Kudzu? No, kudzu, no. That's the one that does take over the neighborhood.
I think that's what's covering my entire backyard. And it's climbing up my trees, and I had some guys over, and we were smoking cigars, and
right.
One of them was the head of the neighborhood HOA. And he was like, you should really trim those. Those are going to kill your trees.
Yeah.
So now my trees are covered in a vine that is dead leaves in the middle of, like, perfectly. Everything else is green and
right.
It looks terrible.
Yeah. So there's all the clematis are nice. They bloom in the spring and summertime. It's a nice small vine. There's an evergreen clematis that's a more medium to large. It's got nice tropical evergreen foliage. It's one of my favorites. And then it blooms in the spring. It's got 1-inch white flower that's fragrant. And usually when somebody has one and it blooms, we'll sell one to their neighbors because the fragrance is so nice and it wafts over into the neighbor's yard. It's that large of a plant.
Do you need to keep them a certain distance from your house because they will climb your house?
No. So there's certain vines will actually attach themselves to the house. Ivies, cross vines, another one. Cross vine's a perfect vine, but it will attach itself to the house and to the building.
Some people like that look. Is that bad for a house?
I don't think it is anymore. It depends on the type of siding. You wouldn't want to put it on masonite siding or something like that.
Okay with brick.
Brick or some of that stuff, it's okay. On a wood fence, it's going to be okay. It's probably going to, I don't think it's going to shorten the life of the fence, but once you go with that look, you're probably going to have to stick with that look kind of thing. It's hard to power wash the tentacles that are going to hold on to the air roots that are going to pull to hold on to the fence. But
people with pergolas, is there any vine that people like to...
Yeah, so grapes are great on pergolas because the grapes hang down from the pergola and you can just pick them. They're messy. They can be messy.
Yeah.
The evergreen clematis is a great one. I've got an evergreen clematis that comes up about 10 feet and goes over about 10 feet. So it's a pretty large vine. It'll cover a garage. If you you did a little small pergola over a garage, it'll come up over a garage and a half and go all the way over and all the way down the other side, one vine.
You don't need one on each side? It'll go all the way over?
Yeah. Typically, I would recommend one on either side if there's that option, but it will go all the way over and hang down on the other side. So it's a decent size vine.
Oh, there's something like really cool sounding about going outside on your pergola and just eating grapes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the whole edible landscape thing is nice. Blueberries are one of those things you could use as a privacy hedge, but they create a border. They give you good fall color, and then they produce tons of fruit. And I've got a friend that's got 20 blueberries, and she probably picks 30 pounds, 40 pounds of blueberries a year. It's absolute ridiculous amount.
What do you recommend here in our area for by way of hanging plants?
Hanging plants, mixed hanging baskets are always good. When you get three or four different plants, and if one of them fails for too dry or too hot, the other three may be fine in that. That's what they're looking for. So when you have one that doesn't do as well, and you've got three or four in there, the hanging basket just kind of keeps on growing up.
You're constructing your outdoor room. You got maybe a trellis with some vine. You got some other plants. It's a couple walls. How do we get?
We've got screen plants, so things like arborvitaes or tea olives, a plant that's going to get 8 to 12 feet tall that you could trim it as a tight hedge or let it grow out more leafy. They create your walls. You've got a trellis, you've got a screen planting along one side, and it doesn't have to wrap all the way around. It's not a, you don't want to create a box and block yourself in, but create that wall where you're getting some privacy, maybe even from your house, where you can slip away from your teenage kids for, you know, an hour. Block a neighbor out that's gotten was too noisy or too nosy. The Steppables, we've got a product. It's a ground cover product called Steppables. There's probably 12 or 15 plants that you can use as a ground cover. You either have a stone patio or a gravel. In my backyard, I've got a very large area where a fire pit is. And instead of putting flags down or pavers down, I've just used granite pea gravel. So it's a nice base to walk on. It's dry. It's not muddy. You can do the same thing with mulch, but you're replacing the mulch every year. And then I've got ground cover. I've got Steppables around the edges of it, and they're creeping into the center. The Steppables are nice because a lot of them are evergreen. They flower. They're pollinator friendly. So they've got, when they're flowering, they're attracting different pollinators. So things like that kind of green up the base, and all the Steppables you can basically walk on. Some of them will handle light traffic. Some of them will handle heavy traffic. But if you're putting them in a pathway, someplace where you're really going to walk all the time, a lot of times you'll need stepping stones within them. But then the Steppables will grow in between the stepping stones. So it's a neat product and kind of just creates the whole floor of the situation. And then as far as a ceiling, adding large shade trees, something that's going to spill over into that area, that's going to give you some sort of a ceiling kind of effect, a wraparound secure to that area.
One of the things that's great about our area is we have a lot of established old trees. I don't know why it's so fast. It's like almost as fascinating as staring at fire as just sitting down and looking up at a tree when it's windy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I find myself losing. Oh, there went 10 minutes. Yep. What happened? There was nothing. Maybe I was watching a squirrel.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have some. We've got, in this area, we've got beautiful old trees. They are taking some trees out. But the nice thing about our area is they always require buffers. In those buffers, you've got a decent amount of native trees that stay around. And
I know our area, especially the city of Cary, which is where Garden Supply Company is, very excited about trees. My friend is one of the guys pouring concrete in the new downtown Cary Park. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that they're having a hard time getting qualified drivers because the city told them that there's like a $50,000 fine if they damage the trees they rope. If you run into them, like, you have to plant one of the same size and breed.
Right.
Which for a tree that size would be a ton of money.
Would be more than $50,000 probably. Yeah, they take their trees seriously and the buffer zones seriously. And when you drive through the town, I was driving through the other day and I was literally thinking about how amazing the buffer zones are. The planning department at the town of Cary has done a phenomenal job with that. The setbacks and the buffer zones allow you to drive through town and see green native trees, creating that ceiling effect that we're talking about over the road. You can drive through parts of town and they'll trim them back, but then they come straight back out over the road. And that's that ceiling effect that I'm talking about. And a lot of people have that naturally. And then other people don't. When you get into an outdoor room, A lot of times you don't want to block that over. If you've got a hot tub in your backyard or you've got an area you see, I want to see the stars. When there's a clear night, sometimes it's not like seeing the stars outside of the city, but when there's a clear night and you can sit out there and look up at the stars, you don't want to block. You want some of that open to the sky feeling. And plants do better a lot of times when you've got some sunlight coming down, even in the middle of the yard. I just thought that was an important piece to get outside. It's not as much about the space or the amount of money you're going to spend in your backyard, but with whatever space you have, if you go out and buy 3 or 4 $30 plastic chairs and create a fire pit, I just think everybody's wound tight these days. I think COVID and the economy and the pace we live in, and I think that's a good cure for this fall. I think I'll wrap it up with take 15 minutes and get out into your backyard and enjoy the outside this fall.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply CO. Until next time, we know better, so you grow better.